A majority of Humboldt County supervisors have reiterated the county's longstanding opposition to offshore oil and gas drilling and deep-sea mining. Discussed and approved at the October 7th Board of Supervisors meeting, a resolution opposing offshore oil drilling comes in response to reports that the federal administration plans to announce new offshore oil leases as early as this month. Supervisor Mike Wilson brought the resolution forward and said its urgency is due to the changing federal landscape, including the judicial overturning of a prior executive order banning new offshore oil exploration on the West Coast and some areas of the East Coast. The resolution calls for establishing Humboldt County as an active participant in a coastwide opposition effort and appointing a representative to it. The effort got support during a public comment period, including from a speaker highlighting potential fisheries impacts.
Humboldt County is a commercial fishing community, and because of the potential harm offshore drilling and mining poses to our fishing community, including catastrophic oil spills, routine toxic pollution, and disruption of marine ecosystems, support for this resolution to me is the only rational and logical decision to make.
Another speaker warned that deep sea mining devastates the groundfish industry. But Supervisor Rex Bone questioned whether offshore oil and mining should be opposed.
The basis I can see, but I just don't know if the threat's there to be doing this. I mean, I see the same thing of what you're trying to do, and then I see with all the work that is still going to take place or we're pushing to take place out in the ocean that could cause, you know, comparable damage, not as much, mind you. And I read once somewhere that more oil comes up through cracks in the bottom of the ocean floor than the Valdez spilled. So that's always an amazing, if I don't know fact true, but it is, it's on the internet, so it must be true. I just think we're pushing it a little too far, and I don't know if the advocacy is always going to be probably what everybody in Humboldt County would want. So I'm not sure where I'll go on this.
Wilson said there's federal movement towards setting up offshore drilling leases, and quick responses from local governments will likely be needed. The springboard for doing that is the newly forming statewide local government coalition that Wilson said will strategize unified opposition and provide information to the governor's office. He said it's important for Humboldt County to be part of it.
It's coming. For one, the call is going to be made likely in the next few months from the federal government for leasing and potentially for mining as well. There's been executive orders already from the Trump administration in support of that. And so the agencies, I guess you say word on the street, is the agencies have been working diligently to get those offerings up as soon as possible. It could be, like I said, in the next few weeks. And so by approving this position, we basically can authorize staff to just move forward with taking a position when those come up.
Board Chair Michelle Bushnell signaled intent to abstain from voting, citing a lack of information and discomfort with appointing a representative to a coalition that is not yet formed. A motion to approve the resolution and appoint Wilson to the formative coalition was approved, with Wilson, Supervisor Natalie Arroyo, and Supervisor Steve Madrone voting for it. Bone voted against it, and Bushnell abstained. The motion directs the county administrative officer to engage in advocacy reflecting the county's opposition. That will include adding opposition to offshore oil to the county's legislative lobbying platform. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.